for too long whether it's going to be nice enough to go to camp. But it doesn't matter. Before we go to camp, whether you're a North Dakota Farmers Union member, South Dakota Farmers Union member, or Minnesota Farmers Union member, not Manitoba. If you're one of those three listening, you got to go to the National Farmers Union Convention, which this year conveniently located in Minneapolis. Yes. So Amanda Martin's here, member relations specialist with North Dakota Farmers Union, encouraging everybody to get on the bus.
Get on the bus. Dates this year for National Farmers Union Convention are March 5th through the 8th. The bus usually takes off a little earlier, about March 4th. Head over to Minneapolis and enjoy lots of great sights. Also, you get some touring there done and some education done, but you also get to see everybody from around the United States and have a good time at National Convention.
Yeah, and all of the county meetings and then the state conventions, those are all behind us, and policy has been voted on, and now you take it to the national.
Yep, now we take it to the national. So everything that was voted on at state convention for our policy and action will now be tried to be put into the national policy there. And we have delegates from every county in North Dakota, and they go and try to pass North Dakota farm policy there at the national convention.
And that's not your area of specialty, but what are some of the top policy issues that will be discussed?
Top policy issues always include, we're in the pothole region, right? So water, anything with water issues is a major thing in North Dakota. So that's always one of the top things that are talked about at national convention in policy. And in addition, anything with any farm program, anything that's a little bit different in North Dakota compared to other agriculture states, it's always going to be talked about. Farm bill, any programs, any federal programs are talked about. Even everything from drones have been talked about before. Any new technology in farm policy programs for even SNAP benefits, everything is talked about there, and depending on what we've passed on this year in policy will be talked about there. But those are typically the top issues, especially waters of the U.S. Yeah. That will be a big topic there at national convention. So.
Yeah, a contentious issue that is not done yet. Huh?
No.
Not far from resolved. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, as a commodity organization, there is a farm organization, both locally, state, national. Thanks for the work you do to help solve those problems.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. We enjoy doing that work. We like being advocates. That's what our members tell us to be, and we really enjoy that part of the job is being advocates for farmers and ranchers.
Yeah.
That's what we're best at.
Yeah, and let's throw down the gauntlet. Let's say, hey, get involved. Join a farm organization. Doesn't have to be Farmers Union, but get involved. Yeah. Get out there and be not offensive, but to be on the offensive.
That's right.
Instead of defending what farmers do and how they do it.
The biggest impact you can make as a farmer or rancher is by getting involved. That's how you change farm policy. That's how you get the word spread to Washington, D.C., who make, even to our state legislators. That's how, just by being involved and sharing what's going on in your farm and your operation, that's how you make changes, is just sharing your voice and telling your story. It really does matter. And you can be an advocate, and we can help you be an advocate, but being involved and just talking is the best thing you can do.
Yeah. All right. Well, and so that's the serious part.
Right.
So now let's talk about something fun. In addition to, so if people want to go to the national convention, which, by the way, is about 20 feet from the Mall of America.
That's right.
That's another perk for going. But if they want to get signed up, should they contact the office?
Yep. They can call the state office. If you're a Farmers Union member, you can call the state office at 1-800-366-8331 and tell them you want to be on the bus to go out to a national convention. You can also find out more information about upcoming national convention at ndfu.org or even nfu.org.
Okay, excellent. And of course, we got folks listening in South Dakota, and they should do the same.
Yeah, right? They should do the same. There's actually been very many times that we've shared a bus with South Dakota Farmers Union, Minnesota Farmers Union. Last year, we actually picked up people in Minnesota to head down to Kansas for a national convention last year. So we're always friendly to our neighbors.
All right. Now, do they announce at national convention where next year's convention is,
or do you know where it is? Yep, they typically do. I have Understood that it will be in San Diego in
Oh.
2017.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I better broadcast live from the 2017
Yes,
convention.
you'll have your flip-flops on and it'll be great.
It'll be awesome. We'll both have our
Yes,
flip-flops on
I
there.
hope to go next year.
All right. But we should point out I will be there coming up here
Yes.
in, oh my goodness, 3 weeks.
I know, it comes up so quickly.
Gee whiz, here it is
Time is
coming.
flying by.
Yeah, we must be having fun.
We must be.
All right, so got the serious stuff out of the way. Let's talk about fun, like going to camp.
Oh, I love camp. I actually grew up going to Farmers Union Camp. It's probably the best time I've ever had in my life. Still have friends with them. So I suggest everyone to get your kids to go, your grandkids to go. Grades, if you completed grade 3 through 6, that's junior camps, and 7th through 12th graders are the senior camps. And we start online registration for camp March 15th. That'll open. For junior campers, it's only $100. That includes transportation, meals, and all the fun that they could ever have. And we have those camps at Wesley Acres near Valley City. So it's $100 for junior campers, grades 3 through 6. And then for the senior campers, grades 7 through 12, it is $150. Again, that includes transportation, food and fun and activities. And those camps are typically held at Lake Chida, which is our Heart Butte location. So
And as we're talking about those, that's a couple bucks more than last year.
it is a l we did raise a little bit more, but it is still the le least expensive camp in the state that is offered for that long a period. Because when you're in junior camp, you're actually there for 3 nights, 4 days. For senior camp, you're there for 4 nights, 5 days. So for that long a period of time, it is the least expensive camp in the state.
Wow. But as we were enjoying before you went on the air, you learned songs that you sing the rest of your life.
You do. You learn the Union Button, which is the best song ever. You want to linger a little bit longer, and the kids really do have a good time. I have many people that have gone through camp, alumni that have done it, and still share memories of the best times that they've had in their life. Friends, long life friends that they've made, leadership skills that help them become an adult. Just everything that you could ever want is right there at Farmers Union Camp for you.
And we should point out Roger Johnson is a Farmers Union Camp alumnus,
Yes, he is.
alumni. And
Yes, he is. Yes, it's
so
important.
things like that happen to you if you
Yep.
go to Farmers Union Camp.
That's right. You can be Roger Johnson.
Yeah. Ag commissioner or national president, whatever
Yes.
you want to do, as long as you learn those leadership skills.
That's right.
A couple of big meetings coming up next week.
Yes.
Genetics on the Farm.
Yep. We have so February 25th, Thursday, at the NDFU Conference Center in Jamestown, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can register ndfu.org/genetics. $35. We're going to be talking about everything genetics. Cover corn, soybeans, wheat, and specialty crops. And we'll talk about different things like drought stress and pathogen resistance, nitrogen efficiency, and much, much more. So if you're really interested in this, go online and register. It's only $35. It includes your lunch and some really, really top-notch speakers from NDSU, even BASF, a lot of different people. So it'll be a good time.
Excellent. All right.
Good information.
Genetics on the Farm, Crop Genetics Workshop. A week from today
Yes.
At the North Dakota Farmers Union Conference Center. All right. We got any more things? Oh, you got a finance
we
meet
do
workshops coming up.
these are just coming up. We have some informational meetings happening next week as well, February 23rd in Jamestown. We're going to be partnering with FSA. They're going to be talking about different loan financing programs from the Bank of North Dakota, their Farm Financial Stability Loan Program. So that's information that's going to be shared there. We'll be in Jamestown February 23rd, 8 to 10 a.m. February 23rd, 2 to 4 p.m. in Devil's Lake at the Lake Region State College. February 24th, 8 to 10 a.m. in Minot. And then February 24th, 2 to 4 p.m. Mountain Time in Dickinson. So if you need more information about these meetings and where to go and want to sign up to go, remember these are free. These are offered for free. So go to ndfu.org and you can get more information about attending these meetings. So come and join us and learn some good programs of from FSA.
All right. Well, for all the folks listening on KDLR, it's next Tuesday, the 23rd. And for the folks listening on KLTC in Dickinson or KCJB in Minot, it's next Wednesday, the 24th.
Yep.
Pretty
That's
important.
exactly
And
right.
financing the farm and ranch this year is a challenge.
It
So.
will be a challenge, and you can ask as many questions as you want to figure out what is going to be the best option for you. Come learn about this opportunity from Baker, North Dakota, and get all the information you need.
Cool. All right. Amanda Martin, Member Relations Specialist for North Dakota Farmers Union. Thanks for helping everybody out.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome. I love my job and I love the organization. So
all right.
It's easy work.
Cool deal. Thank you, Amanda. Have a good rest of the day and safe travels home.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Hey, it's time to take a break. We're going to come back and talking with soybean researcher growing beans. That's next here in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio on the road. This is Farm Talk.